So the number of people who have been snuffed out doing what I'm doing is legendary.
Are you worried at all?
No.
No.
I'm not. I mean, in the 90s, it was dangerous. I had, you know, three people on my team assassinated, including a former, a very close friend. And
what has shifted to where it doesn't feel as dangerous now as opposed to the 90s?
Well, you know, you want the true story?
Sure.
The true story that's not bullshit. There were people in the agency who really wanted us to succeed, and I was going to shut down this whole project when this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no, you have to keep going. We need someone on the outside. This has to be known. Our planet is going off the rails here, you know, environmentally and every other way. And I'm a doctor. You know, I'm an emergency doctor working in an ER, taking care of shootings and all that stuff. And I said, you know what? This is just getting to be too ridiculous. And they said, well, do you want executive protection? And I said, what do you mean? And they said, do you want to have us extend protection to you and your team? Now, this was after the CIA director, Bill Colby, who was going to help us bring out one of these free energy devices, and funding to bring it out to the world was found floating down the Potomac River, assassinated. And I said, well, I mean, I don't really like to play that game, and that's a very dangerous game, and it's called Wet Works. Wet Works is, wet comes from blood, mm-hmm. and it's assassination teams. And I said, but if they're targeting my people, I said, I believe in self-defense, make it happen. So, and I won't say who this person is, still a very senior person at the science directorate of the CIA, offered this protection, and some other folks, and I said, yeah, let's do it. So, since then, we've had no problems.